totally disagree with that on number one, but secondly, that's not my concern. I'm not living there. I didn't move there over 8 years ago because of an investment. I moved there because I wanted a quality of life that I thought that I would have, and I had it for the first few years. But then all of a sudden the nightly rentals started to come, and all of a sudden we're running into all these issues. We can't even drive down the street sometime without threading our car through all the cars that are parked alongside the street. I also, last summer, had my grandchildren visit me at my home, and I've always had the ability to take them to the pool. But last summer, when I took them down to the pool was completely filled by renters and their children, and there was absolutely no ability for us to find a place to sit for the kids to get in the pool. And because of that and the fact that they were drinking, we left. And again, my concern is that when we moved out there, we were looking for a quality of life that I think we deserve to be able to continue to have. I don't think that the rules of the game ought to be changed in midstream. And I think that's exactly what's happening. I'm not here because I want to squelch vacationers' fun when they come to the Branson area. I hope they have a great time. It's just the fact that I don't think that owner-occupied residences and nightly rentals are a good mix. And it's because of that that I know that my wife and I strongly oppose all of these applications. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Next one, Scott.
Okay.
Excuse me. Did I say something in response to that?
You're going to get to speak when all these, on the end of them. Is that okay?
That's fine with me. Okay. It's fresh in my head, and I hadn't wrote anything down.
2016, case number 2016-40 is 189 Stony Point Drive, vacation rental, Patricia Bates, applicant, of course, Sunset Realty Services is our representative. There's its location. This residence contains 5 bedrooms. It's a 2,902 square foot home located on lot 11, phase 1, Fieldstone Bluffs. With the 5 bedrooms, your maximum occupancy would be 12 people. And with that, you would require 6 parking spaces. And of course, the only difference in our staff recommendations is that it would accommodate or sleep no more than 12 persons per night at 189 Stony Point Drive.
Are there Joan Former? Farmer? I'm not reading it. Please tell her your name, ma'am.
Joan Farmer. Oh, I'm tired, and I guess you guys are too. But anyway, good evening, commissioners and fellow Taney County residents. My name's Joan Farmer. I've just told her. My husband and I live in Fieldstone Bluffs, Phase 1. In 2008, we bought our home before it was finished and moved into it the next year. We paid for a dream that has turned into a nightmare. For your information, we now have 6 rentals on Stony Point Drive and Black Drive. There are a total of 27 residential properties and 21 are permanent residents. As you can see, an overwhelming majority purchased to enjoy their home as a permanent residence. I would like to read a portion of the email sent to Bob Atchley and our concerns for the Branson Creek community, if I might. And I'm very sorry that you, the Planning and Zoning Commissioners, have been brought in to deal with this nightly rental situation. However, you are probably our last resort, protecting us permanent residents from greedy opportunists trying to make money on our misfortune. Our developers have taken away the golf amenity, the main reason we purchased in Branson Creek, and allowed illegal nightly rentals. The result, we are between a rock and a hard place. Not everyone in our development is economically or physically able to move, hence our need for intervention. I feel that we are being forced out of our homes by a new breed of carpetbaggers and that our peace and safety are being destroyed. Hopefully you won't allow the realtors and opportunists in their sunny accounts of the situation to continue this travesty and will honor our request for relief. Otherwise, our infrastructure will be trashed by renters who have no loyalty or pride in the area. In other words, within a short time, Branson Creek, Fieldstone Bluffs will be toast. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you. Okay, Scott. Stephen and Sharon.
Curie is case number 1641, 157 North Tuscany Drive, vacation rental. There's our location. This residence contains three bedrooms. It's held in condo-style ownership in the villas. It's approximately 1,815 square feet. With the three bedrooms, the home would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people, which translates into 4 parking spaces required. And on our staff recommendations, item 6, it would sleep no more than 8 persons per night at 157 North Tuscany Drive. No other changes.
Does anybody want to speak on this?
I think my name's on here. Yeah.
Come on up.
Hi. My name is Sandra Strange, and my husband Wes and I purchased our home in Branson Creek Villas, Phase 1, in March of 2007. And since we were moving out of a development that allowed nightly rentals, nightly rentals was a huge, huge concern to us, as we did not want to get involved again in a community that allowed nightly rentals. So this was a question that we had addressed several times before we signed the contract to purchase. Each time we asked, we were told, both by the developer and the sales staff, absolutely not. No nightly rentals. Subsequently, we now have 2 nightly rentals directly across the street from us and several located down the street. So I want to address with you several of our frustrations. Firstly, we have had to confront the renters at 110 and 112 North Tuscany on several occasions about the various rules and regulations being broken. For several years, we had to protect our property from fireworks, and Branson Creek does not allow fireworks. Renters at 110 and 112 North Tuscany were the perpetrators of this disturbance. When my husband approached them, they were rude. They thumbed their nose at us, and they continued to be disrespectful. We called the rental company, and we got no satisfaction from them. We then called the HOA to no avail. And so the recourse we had to take was to call the sheriff's office. Secondly, I would like to address with you the renters bringing in their boats and parking them in the driveways for the duration of their stay. According to our covenants, Article 9, Section 912, which says that the owners can have their boat or recreational vehicle in their driveway on a temporary basis of no more than 24 hours. And the packet that Karen Murphy gave you, there is a photograph of this. We also have to look at the towels and the clothes of the renters that have been placed over the deck railings. This is also prohibited by our covenants, Article 9, Section 918. But this is a constant problem. Immediately, as you drive into our beautiful subdivision, you see the rental at 209 Stony Point Drive with articles hanging on the deck. This creates an eyesore because it seems as every renter uses the railing as a clothesline. And again, in the packet that Karen gave you, there's a photograph. Several renters on our street, which is North Tuscany Drive, have very steep driveways. So vehicles drag when they are trying to park. So instead of parking their cars on the driveway, they leave them parked on the street. And we have had 4 or 5 cars parked on the street at one time. This makes it very difficult to see, as there is a curve and a slight hill prior to passing past these units. On one occasion, a 56-passenger tour bus went to Branson Airport and picked up passengers and brought them into the subdivision to use the rental across the street. While they were unloading, the bus broke down. They left it parked on the street for 48 hours before a service truck arrived to tow it off. While it was parked there, it was dripping oil. Now we look at an oil slick on the street every day. Also, at this very same unit, renters were there for the weekend. We had an ice storm. The next morning, they couldn't get out of the driveway. So they poured antifreeze down the driveway to melt the ice. So this has left the driveway pitted and discolored. So we, the residents, get to look at this on a daily basis. Trash cans. That's another problem. In our covenants, under Article 9, Section 911, our trash cans are only to be placed on the street the day of the trash pickup, which is Tuesday. But sometimes we are looking at these trash cans of these rentals for up to 5 days before they are placed back in their garage. And again, Karen's got some photographs in her packet. In closing, I would like to just add one more thing. I have thought long and hard about this. And since it appears that the nightly rentals don't feel that they need to adhere to the rules or to the covenants, and since my husband likes ham, it's one of his favorites, and there is nothing better than a good old breakfast of ham and eggs, and we have green space behind our house, I think that we also are going to ignore the covenants, in particular, Article 9, Section 910. And we're going to start raising pigs.
Okay.
I just respectfully ask you to give us back our community.
Thank you. Okay, Scott, let's move on.
All right.
Case number 1642 is 209 Stony Point Drive Vacation Rental. Applicant is Contemporary Housing LLC. There's our location of the home. This residence contains 5 bedrooms. So with the 5 bedrooms, we'd have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. With that, we'll have a total of 6 parking spaces required, and the changes in the staff recommendations.